This one is called Time Lags. Good to be back in the big city, bounding around the room, starkers. 348 and a half days to follow. Winter moon about to go behind skyscraper. You can hear its phones ring and ring all summer long. The skyscraper, the helicopters skim on and off of, jam-packed with decision makers, decision reversers, and decision avoiders, night and day, making the room shudder. My Saint Bernard is exhausted from crawling out from under and back out from under the waterbed. 348 and a fourth days to follow. By my rube, night silence, backwoods, climate clock, summer's long overdue. Especially as summer was so fui, Gesundheit, and the one before that, while normal in some respects, ochre clouds enveloped the patches of greensward, afro, wig, assembly line, a sky tune, sprouting out of the dust, milkweeds in the road, wasps with Etruscan warrior masks, orange chameleons, the sequential, boxy setup of the seasons, a habit pattern deeply ingrained since early childhood, based on the reward system, was no more. Noi doi doi. Api na ya. Ya, a likely story, ya, but it happens to be true. Boxy setups, like treasure maps with wind cherubs and clustered around each map. Landlubbers, full of nowhere else to go pathos. Their ups, their gowns, their smells, their mounds. Waiting for a bedtime story that'll start authoritatively and trail off, just the way modern myths do, leaving an apologetic clue here, an apologetic clue there. Exhibit X, curlicues in the sand, nasty scuffle among the dune granules involving some subspecies. We needn't concern ourselves with at this particular stage in our development. Exhibit Y, scrap of elastic underwear used as a bookmark and dog-eared copy of Proust. Not that it matters, but is it male or female underwear? Because it's my copy of Proust, mine. Exhibit Z, so far back, it may be only a memory of something someone blabbed about that I've come to accept as something I really did. A sugar cube centered on a round table. Centuries pass. One hugs a tree, lavishes love on it, hanging on for dear life. More centuries pass. One slogs through a swamp. Masked wasps whir and stare. It's summer in the boxy days. A human panther girl, a fecund creature to me now, lies down beside me to stare up at a tunnel of pine branch webs. One is strewn about. It's me all askew, like a bee in freezing weather, crawling around a flashing don't walk sign, hunting for nectar. Still on Arroyo time, he refuses to head home for some shut-eye, even though the winter moon's just emerged. 348 days to follow. Hint, hint.